start with, it's always an exciting time in college football this time of year, getting in December and everybody talking about postseason play. And it's certainly exciting when you're one of the teams that still has a chance to make it. And that part we all should feel good about. And I think the key now is that we only can control what we can control. I think everybody knows the facts. If Hawaii wins, then the winner of this game will go to a bowl game. And that's good. But what we can't worry about is whether or not Hawaii's going to win, whether or not, or what bowl game we're going to. The only thing we need to worry about on our end is what do we need to do to beat Nevada. So no matter what the stakes are, football comes down to the most simplest form, and that's what you need to do to get ready to play a good football game. Certainly Nevada's an outstanding team. They're very physical. They play great at home. They've taken both Boise and Hawaii to the wire, which ought to tell you what kind of team they have. They're physical. They run the ball. They're well coached. So it's going to be a good challenge for our football team, and we're looking forward to it. So I'll stop right there and let y'all ask whatever you want.
Did they really go to Lippincott, or do they mix it up, Derek, on their offense, or what?
Well, he's their bread and butter running the ball. And, of course, the quarterback is so versatile. He can throw it. He can run it. It really adds a dimension that many teams don't have in their offense. And when you play Nevada, the first thing you got to do is stop the run. And not many teams have been able to do that. Because if you don't stop the run, it beats on you all day. And stopping the run is really twofold. One is the running back, who's leading the whack in rushing, who's a physical, hard-nosed guy to bring down. And the other is the quarterback, who makes a lot of plays out of the pocket and in space. So it'll be a tremendous challenge for our defense to do that.
Are you where you thought you'd be? I mean, your first season, a team that was 3-10, that last year doesn't matter, but going into the last week of the season, you can't ask for anything better than a chance at a bowl game.
I mean, yeah, that's exciting. And, you know, I never really set a prediction or a goal. Our goal when we started this season really was to change how people viewed us in our league. And I think we've done that up to this point. And I think this game is a final step in that direction. You know, we've won 4 out of 5, our last 5 WAC games, which is good. The 3 losses we've had happen to be to the top 3 teams, and had a chance to win every one of them in the fourth quarter. And I think that's a good starting point for your program. Certainly, you look back, you wish that you didn't have to win this game to go to a bowl, and you didn't have to rely on Hawaii. But I think ultimately the goal for any program is to be one of the top 2 or 3 teams in the league and go to a bowl game every year, and that's the goal in our program.
Talk about having the extra week to prepare. You know, it's going to end up being the biggest game of the year for you guys, but you actually have that extra week to prepare while they're coming off a tough road trip.
Yeah, and I think we really needed the rest more than anything. We really hobbled into the last game and kind of grinded our way through it. We had a lot of guys banged up, and I think the break served us well from that regard. And it's always good to have a little extra meeting time and a little extra preparation. But in the end, you know, they're playing at home, and they're playing for the same thing, so they have their advantages as well. And it generally all evens out.
Their offense is certainly unique. Talk about defending the pistol. It's not an offense you see every game.
Yeah, and it's really not. You know, it's just like anything. I mean, the schemes are good, but the Jimmys and the Joes really make schemes better. And they got 2 guys that make the pistol, you know. If other teams ran the same plays they ran, they may not look as good as these guys do it because they don't have the right kind of guys. This quarterback is great for their offense. He's a good player. He's mobile. He's a playmaker. He can throw it and make big plays throwing the ball, and of course they got the runner who just hammers you. So it is tough to defend. You know, you have to fight. I mean, you saw what happened. I mean, Arkansas is another example with even more talent at the running position and the quarterback when they do that stuff. It's just hard. And it's hard because the runners are so good. You got so many guys back there who can touch the ball and make something happen. And they can throw it.
Kaepernick's a young quarterback. How important is it to get pressure on the running back to make that decision?
Well, it's the first thing you got to do is get ahead in the downs. You know, it's hard to put pressure on a guy when it's third and three and third and four or second and two. So you got to win first and second down to get him in third and long. And I think if you're having trouble on first and second down against these guys, then it's going to be hard to affect them at all. Certainly you want to get them in some long yardage situations on third down, and you might have a better chance to get to them. But what they do a good job of is staying out of third and long, and that plays right in their hands.
You talk about their offense a lot, but teams have been able to move the ball on them pretty regularly. Is that, you know, talk about how your offense maybe matches up and the importance of maybe keeping all these weapons off the field.
Well, and it starts with running the football, like I say every week. We need to get our backs healthy, and they need to run. They need to have their best game. They've given up some points and some yards, but they're a physical, tough football team, and they've made stops when they had to make stops. But it's important that we have a good game on offense, and we're going to have to score some points and control the ball. There's no that's no secret. So it's going to take a great. It's going to take great execution from all three phases of the game to win this game. If the defense plays well and the offense doesn't, we're not going to win. If the offense plays well and the defense doesn't, we're not going to win. So all three phases really got to play their best game, and that's how it is.
You can only control what you can control when you fight everyone around here. Obviously, rooting for Hawaii.
Well, yeah. But what happens is, and I told the team this, there's so many teams out there right now that either they may go to a bowl depending on something else, or they may go to a New Year's Day bowl depending on something else, or they may go to the national championship game depending on something, you know what I mean? And if you get caught up in what other teams have to do, or you get a little giddy about what might happen, then all you're setting yourself up for is embarrassment on Saturday. And mature teams understand the situation, and then understand that they need to focus on our part. And then, you know, if we take care of our part, then we can be giddy Saturday night. But there's no sense in worrying about what might happen if we don't do our part. And that's the key. And mature teams are able to handle it. And, you know, you probably saw a few teams out there this past week, who one game away from bowl eligible and they absolutely got shellacked. And then other teams, one game away, they play well. Well, it's all how they handle it.
That being said, I think it's good. You're probably going to say it doesn't matter. Do you think that it's good that you guys played before Hawaii, therefore you've done enough to, you know, that it's not going to be any potential letdown factor at halftime while Hawaii is lost? And,
Yeah, I guess, you know, I hadn't thought about that, but it's probably good that there is going to be no distraction either way. So, you guys think of that stuff a lot more than I do, man. I'm down there in the game. The last thing I'm thinking about is what the score is on another game, you know. But I guess that's human nature. Yeah, I did see the game. It was a great football game. It really was. And Hawaii was on all cylinders. They looked good on offense, man. And, you know, you forget, what was Boise Street going into that game in the WAC? 16 straight? I mean,
being away,
they're
like 48.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you kind of take that for granted.
Did you think Hawaii would be in there?
I didn't know. I thought Boise would have a hard time stopping them. Yeah. I knew that. And you know, when they got that quarterback and those receivers going, man, it's, I don't see how anybody can stop them. And you know, they could have punched one in at the end.
You've been taking care of business on the road lately, another road game. Do you feel like these guys have kind of grown throughout the year?
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, this will be the stiffest challenge, though. You know, it's going to be a better team. Crowd will probably be into it a little bit more. And the other team has got a lot to kind of play for and change kind of what's happened to them the last couple of weeks. They've had some tough losses, heartbreaking losses. And I know they want to end it on a good note. It's going to be their seniors' last day. It's all that emotion that we had the last game. It's always a good challenge. But good football teams go in and they play well and it doesn't matter. And that's what we need to, you know, hopefully we've learned how to do that. We'll find out.
Do you like having that type of game at the last game of the year? Kind of all year we've been asking you, hey, where's this team at? You know, where compared to this, compared to that? You said, hey, we'll wait and see. You kind of have a kind of defining game here at the end of the year.
Yeah. I mean, you win the game, and what does everybody say? Great season.
Great job.
All right. You lose the game, you say, well, we made progress. Good job. So, I mean, that's reality. And sometimes it's unfair, but that's how it is. I mean, this is the most results-oriented profession as any other profession out there. And I try not to coach that way with the players because I'm more concerned with how they play and how they compete. And generally when they play well and they compete well, the result's a good result. And that's my concern here. I want to go out there and give them our best shot. And I think if we do that, we'll have a real good chance to win it.
As a coach, former player, football being your blog, what do you think about really the state of college football in 2007 where there is so much parity?
Hey, I love it. I love the system. You know, everybody criticizes the bowls and the BCS, but there's never been more excitement the last 4 weeks over football games. You know, just like the Arkansas-LSU game. If you had a playoff, that game would be meaningless. Meaningless. It wouldn't have mattered that Arkansas beat them. And in college football, every week is a playoff. I mean, it already is a playoff. And I think the system's great because it also rewards programs and teams that don't operate under the same resources as some of the other schools, like us. And here we are, got a chance to go to a bowl game, which would be just as big as going to a BCS game for some of the programs. It really would. All right, so the system to me is phenomenal. Now, could you tweak it a little bit and maybe have one more game? Absolutely. There's room for improvement. But anybody that argues the 8-team, 16-team, I think they're all crazy. I love the system. It's the essence of college football is what happened this year. Every game is huge. Every game. And you win, you lose, and it's just devastating when you lose. You win, you get so high, but then you got to come back next week and do it again. I mean, Kansas, Missouri. I mean, how much more excitement can there be down the stretch than what's happened today? And when there's that much excitement over who's this, who's that, where are they going, to me, that's validation that the system works. I mean, you know, there's going to be a point in the NFL season where you get bored and you're ready for the playoffs. The last few games, they start emptying the bench. Are we playing Brady this week? I mean, those games, it's like hurry up and get the season up and let's start the playoffs. They ain't like that in college football now. There ain't no hurry up. Some teams don't want to play. I mean, here's Georgia. They're just sitting back now. They're in the BCS and they can watch the SEC game. They could have been in the SEC game and, you know, now all of a sudden you were sitting there in the BCS and, we got to go play one more. You got a chance to win the league, but the downside is you're not in a BCS. I mean, I love the system. And it generates more arguments than any other sport, which makes a great sport.
That being said, kind of along the same lines, how excited would you be to see Hawaii, a team from your conference, go up against one of the...
Hey, I'm pulling for them. I want them to play one of the big boys, and because I want to see them against one of the best defenses in the country. I really do.
Something like that.
Because I think they got guys that can score, and I'm pulling for them because they're in our league, and I think they're good. You know, I think Colt Brennan gets a bad rap because they say he's a system quarterback. The guy's phenomenal. I mean, how many times do you have to watch a game to where you finally say, that guy's really good, and those receivers are phenomenal? I mean, they're phenomenal. and just wait till the NFL draft when they come out. And again, how many plays do you have to see them make before you say, you know what, maybe they are really good. It's not just the system. It's not just the league. They're good. And I hope they play well this week. You know, obviously, if they go out and don't play well, then, you know, it kind of kills your argument. But I'm pulling for them to beat Washington, and I hope they get a real good football team in the BCS game. And I think the fans will see what they have.
You don't think if they played, say, LSU and Sugar Bowl, they get round two?
I don't think so. I mean, if they do, I'll be surprised. That doesn't mean it can't happen.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, I want to see one team stop them, because nobody has yet, have they, in 2 years? The only team I ever saw that held them, and I'd have to research this, was the first game last year, I think, was Alabama, held them 17. You know, and probably the best way to stop them is you better have four guys up front they can't block, so they can drop seven in coverage and still pressure the quarterback. Otherwise, the guys are too good, man, I think. And if you can't get pressure with four, then you got to start blitzing to get pressure. All right, well then, you know, you may hit him a couple of times, but he's going to pop you a couple of times. All right, anything else?
You talked about health of the running backs. How's Daniel Porter doing?
Daniel's still not there. His ankle's still bothering him. We need to get him healed, but we expect him to be ready for Saturday. PJ is, he had a good practice today. He's healthy. Griff's healthy. We need to get Porter healthy.
Real quick, Jackson only needs 116 yards to get 1,000. How nice would it be to see him over 1,000 yard mark?
He needs what, 116? Yeah, that'd be a good goal for him. But you know, we're not going to coach the game to give him 116. We're going to coach to win. I mean, I love Patrick, but we want to win the game. Now, if he gets 116, then there's a good chance we're playing pretty good. You know, that'd be good for him. I bet he'd rather win the game. I hope he would. Let me know if he says he wouldn't, because he ain't going to get 116 if that happens. All right, anything else? Thanks, guys. Appreciate y'all coming.